existing procedures are not working. They're not. They've turned out not to be effective at most notably Illinois Department of Transportation in preventing both political hiring and political reassignment of people hired politically to jobs that are not legitimately exempt from the rules that require competitive employment practices, which means that public money is being wasted, and it means that ordinary citizens who should have an equal chance at getting employed based on their merits are not getting that chance because people with clout are getting employed.
What can a court-appointed monitor do that those laws can't?
Well, there's a court order that says once someone's employed by state government, they should not be, shall not be, have their terms of employment changed or affected for political reasons. In other words, that clout cannot be a factor in job assignments, promotions, transfers, and the like. And the monitor, which the judge has now decided to appoint in the form of a special master, which is the appropriate term under the federal rules of procedure, that special master will do what the judge directed her to do, which is investigate and then report to the court what needs to be done to remedy the situation, because courts have powers to enforce their orders that are quite extensive and, if need be, can be used to straighten out an employment system that's operating illegally.
Now, your reaction to Governor Pat Quinn saying that this court-appointed monitor isn't necessary, that he has followed all of the recommendations, cleaned up state hiring, and appointed a new transportation secretary, thus this is a null and void issue.
Start with whether it's necessary or not. You've got a problem, or we have a problem in Illinois government that goes all the way back before Governor Quinn and into the Blagojevich administration of widespread manipulation of public jobs for political purposes. That has unfortunately continued from the Blagojevich administration into the Quinn administration. So we start out with a long, unfortunate history of violation of the law. Whether Governor Quinn has done enough to fix it or not, we rather doubt it, because the problems have persisted, and they've persisted despite his protestations that he was going to straighten it out. So the best way to deal with this is the way we've dealt with the same problem in the city of Chicago, in Cook County, and in various local offices in northern Illinois, and that's with a federal court-appointed investigator who reports to the judge and has the ability to make information known to the public and the judge so that employment problems can be corrected, either voluntarily, which is the way it generally works, through changing procedures, putting in place persons to police those procedures, having a public accountability process, or by court order if it has to be done that way.
Bruce Rauner has said that a federal judge just confirmed what we've known all along. Pat Quinn's corrupt and can't be trusted to clean up state government. Pat Quinn is a phony reformer, and a federal judge just confirmed it.
Well, I don't intend to get in between Quinn and Rauner in this election. This motion that was granted today began back in 2009 when Mr. Rauner wasn't a candidate and neither was Governor Quinn. I just don't intend to have the lawsuit that's been going on a long time and that wasn't filed to benefit any party or anybody other than the public and taxpayers, candidates for public office who are independent of the regular organizations. I don't intend to get involved in Rauner's political rhetoric or Quinn's defense of his position. The facts are what they are. The judge has said what he said, and this process will go forward.
Can you explain exactly what the court-appointed monitor will do and who this court-appointed monitor will be?
Well, the judge has not stated who the court-appointed monitor will be, so I can't answer that for you. But he or she will do what the judge described this morning in court, investigate why there have been violations of court orders at the Illinois Department of Transportation, investigate whether the existing procedures are appropriate to deal with them, or why, if not, how we fix those procedures, and going forward, set up a mechanism for ensuring that this doesn't happen again to the best of our ability.
Just at the Department of Transportation, or could this be more widespread? Is a court-appointed monitor or somebody looking into potential patronage, nepotism, clout-based hiring at other state agencies something that you're going to pursue or look at?
Well, to some extent, I think that's going to occur naturally, because in investigating, as this special master is going to be doing, investigating why these problems arose, he or she is going to have to ask some questions about why it was done as it was done and why these violations occurred at the Illinois Department of Transportation. And if, as I anticipate, the responsibility doesn't rest exclusively at the level of the Illinois Department of Transportation, then that additional evidence will take us wherever it takes us.
Do you have any kind of more broad-based thoughts on not just this lawsuit, but in terms of PacQuinn hiring or state government in general? What makes this an issue for Illinois time and time again?
Well, it's very helpful and convenient for politicians, all politicians, to be able to use government employment to further their political agenda. And they do that by recruiting people who work in the precincts for them at Election Day, and they do that in lots of other ways that lead to financial contributions and the like. So patronage practices have flourished in Illinois because politicians like them, and they're good for politicians, but not particularly good for taxpayers or the general public that would like fair access to government jobs.
And then finally, Mr. Scheckman, could you go back perhaps and look at some of your history? I mean, there has been a now lifted Chicago decree named after you. Why has this been, I don't know if it's fair to call your life's passion or your career's passion, but how did that come to pass and why do you feel so strongly about this and keep such a tight eye toward it?
I started this a long time ago when I was a candidate for public office and felt, I believe correctly, that I was disadvantaged because in my case, the regular Democratic organization of Cook County had thousands of people who had to go out and work for them, public employees who had to work for the candidates they supported at elections and against candidates like me when I was running for an office a long time ago. So I had a personal experience that made me aware of how unfair the patronage system is. And then I have dealt with lots of people who have wanted to have a fair shot at government jobs and who haven't been able to get that, or promotions once they were hired, overtime, whatever you have, because they didn't have clout. So it's a long-standing lawsuit. If you want to attach anything to my motivations, it's, I don't know if it's passion or just a commitment to trying to get the system cleaned up. And that's what I and all the people who've worked with me, and there are a lot of them, other lawyers and other volunteers, we all have that same goal.